Well, I guess you're referring to the mosquito.
Yeah.
But there's several of them type bugs, you know.
Well, now what are some different kinds?
You take that little old night bug, blackberry bug. They're as bad as a mosquito. And a gnat. You take the fall-year gnats in those turtles,
yeah, those
especially
be bad.
Down in South Georgia.
Yeah, that's where I'm from. Those things can really give you
what part?
Savannah. Boy, we got more gnats down there than I think anybody else has.
Well, they're rough.
You might look up in the sky on a pretty day and say, what a beautiful day. There's not a single
cloud in sight.
Okay. Right now, we're sitting inside your
trail or home.
Okay. And what do you call the building that a person lives in? It's his.
Well, no, I'm just called a home, but you know, it's got to the day now. If you just look around, you'll find the trail is in the commonplace people. It's taking a day.
Mm-hmm.
The trail home.
Mm-hmm.
They call it a mobile home.
Uh-huh. Well, what's another word that means the place where a person lives? Like that over there might be
house.
Okay. If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what general word could you use? You might say, I'm going to get my shotgun and go get that.
Well, I would trap for it.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what would you call the thing if you didn't know? You
didn't know what it was. I'd just say it was something getting my chickens at night, a night hawk of some kind.
Well, now, have you ever heard the word varmint used?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you ever use that word?
Well, if I thought it was a footed animal, I would. But if I thought it was a winged animal, it'd just be a night hawk.
Well, that's very interesting, yeah.
You take these night hawks and owls and things like that. They get young chickens at night.
Well, now, you mean it's got 4 feet?
Yes, I might call that a varmint.
Okay. That's good to know. That's something else new.
Polecat and a weasel and wolf rats. The worst thing is for you. Small wolf rats for small chickens and the mothers are for bigger chickens.
Okay.
And a pig gone old fox, oh Lord, he's terrible.
They're pretty animals though, aren't they?
Well, you can pet them.
Can you really?
You can't never make a peaceable pet out of them.
Uh-huh. They sure are pretty.
Yes.
Have you ever had one of those for a pet?
No, I've killed them and the fox around. We just eat up with foxes around here.
Uh-huh. What do you call a little animal that lives in the ocean and it grows to be about that long? And when you cook it, it turns pink and it curls up like that. You can buy them frozen in the grocery stores.
I imagine you'd be talking about a shrimp.
That's right. If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water because hot water will make wool
grow up.
Yeah, what's another word for draw up? That sounds a little
swink, boring. You'd okay. Call it.
Now, let's see. What am I doing right now?
Boring. Or directing.
Okay. I'm looking for something. A round fruit about the size of a baseball that grows in Florida is what?
Celery. But I imagine you're making reference to the orange.
That's right.
But you know there's celery there about.
Yeah. If a person doesn't want his car to get rained on, he might park it in a
shelter.
And now, what's a shelter that's specially for cars? What's it called?
Well, it's just a special shelter, or you can call it, if you got a garage. Now, a lot of people have used a shelter for something besides parking a car, another workshop, something like that, then you call it a garage.
Okay. To find out how tall someone is, you might get a yardstick and
measure.
Okay. TV is another way of saying what?
It's short for television.
Okay. If you want to sue somebody, you have to hire a
lawyer.